This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, question of the day here. What's the worst reason you've ever had to miss something? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Because yesterday we got our OTAs, day one. And probably fair, except from the 713. Think all the OTA hand-wringing reflects how vulnerable the Texans would be if they lost either Stroud or Mixon or Nico. Yeah, no, that's absolutely that, which I think is why you look at the Higgins edition and you go, okay, cool, this is interesting. And it, I mean, he obviously has the size profile to some degree. I know I was listening to the drive and Clint was talking about, you know, being out there and you can see, you could still difference between Nico and Higgins, but at least, you know, you see he's a little bit more wiry, but I imagine you give him another offseason in an NFL kind of program and you might see that change a little bit. But yeah, no, still a guy that maybe has the skill set to maybe give you a little bit of protection there. That's why adding Woody Marks is kind of important, although we're still looking at what can Damian Pierce provide, what can you have running back wise. I know that you're interested in the idea of, do you throw a little bit at J.K. Dobbins to be this year's Cam Akers just to give you more protection behind it? Joe Mixon that was not at OTAs because he's not quite ready after having a little bit of a cleanup, right? Those are all things that you're looking at. Ain't nothing for there for the CJ Stroud thing, right? But he misses day one of OTAs, not necessarily missing it. He was there, just helmet off, did not throw. And so that got us thinking, what's the worst reason that you've ever had to miss something? 713-572-4610.
I'm curious in y'all's mind, it ultimately ended up being a story that I've never forgotten. So I actually cut my honeymoon short by a couple of days. Yes, I did.
Man.
So we were planning on a seven.
Bless her heart, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You cutting her short on her birthday. You take their fishing on her own birthday.
Yeah, why are you like this?
Hey, man, it works.
Should have seen the writing on the wall from the beginning.
That's probably why she's still here. She's like, you know what? Yeah. It's my fault.
It's my fault.
I'm sure she probably like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We were originally planning, as I recall, it's been a while, obviously, seven nights, and we ended up shorten it to five nights in San Francisco on our honeymoon because I was covering college basketball and I was going to miss the last game or two of the regular season because I was getting married and going on my honeymoon.
Wait, so when y'all scheduled this, y'all didn't kind of take into account what time of the year it would be? Because that's one of those things, and I know that you're talking about the spring, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas people who do this typically are talking about the fall, like don't have a weekend wedding in the fall.
Don't schedule
because
a wedding during football season.
Yeah. Again, as I recall, it was like, well, it can't be during football season.
Oh, so y'all did account for that.
Yeah. So
and y'all didn't end up moving it in the summer?
We ended it and moved it to the spring, you know, early March. And I remember going into Shelby Metcalf's office, legendary basketball coach, really funny guy. I mean, just quipping all the time. And I remember sitting in front of his desk and he's sitting there and I go, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to be covering the next couple of games, but I'll be back for the Southwest Conference basketball tournament. And so he heard the story and then he looked at me and he goes, you're cutting your honeymoon short for basketball? I said, yeah. He goes, well, there's either something I don't know about basketball or something you don't know about honeymoons.
That's right. No. And what's funny is I think that works on multiple levels because the idea of, you know, obviously getting that horizontal hokey pokey going on, right, is one thing. But also the idea of something that you don't know about honeymoons and as that relates to your wife and what that says about her, like, hey, yeah, honey, I want to spend time
babe,
with you.
Sorry, we're going to cut out on the last 2 days because I got to work.
Yeah,
I got to go watch basketball. So that was legit. I mean, that's, I guess, a bad reason why I missed something.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad reason, I think, is to go back. Because also, it wasn't even the NCAA tournament. It was the Southwest Conference tournament, man. Somebody would have covered that. You didn't need to be there for that.
They would have.
All right, do you ever regret that decision?
Nah, it all worked out.
I do feel like it being in San Francisco. I don't know how San Francisco was back then, but if this was like on an island somewhere, I would be like, I don't know about that. But San Francisco,
I'd rather stay another couple days.
San Francisco, like, you need to stay 7 days.
What about y'all?
Well, what's funny is the one that keeps coming to mind, and I'm sure that there's been like a worse reason in various different ways, whether it was like a small thing or just like a very bad thing that made me miss things. But for some reason, the thing that keeps coming to mind in this moment is, you know how you need someone to come to your house to do something?
Like work, a job or something?
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, we got to come through and, you know, install the TV or
what have you.
And we will be there between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you're like, all right.
8 to 8.
That's like, yeah, cool. I imagine they'll come. No.
No.
Whole damn day made me miss a get-together with a nice young lady.
Oh, man. And you're talking about me.
That's not my fault. I was over here like, all right, this window.
You didn't choose.
Also, the part that made me the most mad is that, like I said, till 4, I was like, this will happen later. They got there at 6.
Oh, man.
And then they started. Right. But the thing about it is, I guess I could have planned a little bit ahead, but it's like once you get the contact in that window, you're like, all right, I'm not trying to reschedule this.
Yeah. You have to stay.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this done here.
You have to stay.
Yeah. It's not like waiting on a package or something.
Right.
Where they just come back the next day.
Or they can leave it.
Yeah.
You know, or something like
that. I was very upset because he was lying to me. He was like, yeah, I'm, you know, just one more and I'll be right over there. And then at 6 p.m., here you come, trying to then go through the process of figuring out what's happening here with this here network.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, so just.
See, we could be talking about Reggie's honeymoon.
Whole day, dude. Done.
She went with somebody else at that point. Could have been the one.
If it wasn't for Spectrum.
Could have been the one.
That one time.
Yeah, she said, nah, I'm cool on Reggie, man. He skipped out on my my party.
To watch TV.
To stay at home.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but it's a utility I had to get right.
That's right.
Mine is, this one is really petty. I was a kid during this time, but I actually missed the first ever SmackDown on WWF, WWE.
And you were planning on watching it?
Yes, I was planning on watching it. And at that time, I didn't have cable, so I wasn't watching Monday Night Raw or anything. I couldn't watch any of that type of wrestling. So the first ever SmackDown came on regular TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to watch it. I think it came on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Thursday night.
I know SmackDown has been on Thursday nights at some point.
I think the first ever one was on a Thursday night, but I couldn't watch it because I had to go to Bible study with my mom. I was so mad. And then during that, I could have probably recorded it on tape, but you know, I'm like 8 years old. I forgot how old I was at the time, but I just had to miss it. And the next day at school, everybody was talking about it. Every person in the school was talking about this night. And I missed it because I was at church not even paying attention.
You were hate praying.
Oh, man. I was so mad. I was hoping because I think during that time, SmackDown was like 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping we could get out a little early. I could catch a little bit of it, man. Church, it was one of those things where you're like, all right, I'm gonna let y'all go in 10 minutes.
Give
me 10 more minutes. And then it felt like 3 hours later, but it was like 30-45 minutes later.
Yeah.
All right, give me 5 more minutes.
So we're just in that people not respecting your time.
Yeah, that's what we are. I think we got home like 11 o'clock, man. Yeah. I was so pissed, man. Oh, I still never saw that episode, that first SmackDown.
281, I got to see the first episode of SmackDown. Sorry, Fig. from Joseph on the YouTube page, worst reason that he missed their daughter's birth because of flights from their base in Iraq meant to get them back home on leave of absence were grounded due to sandstorms.
Sandstorms got him. That's not your fault.
Yeah, sandstorms
got him.
That's
an act of God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, me and Figgy almost missed a Texas game this past season.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were supposed to be flying back from D.C.?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I actually missed it. I think it was like 2 years ago, Army-Navy, and I ended up missing the game because flight delays and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
and we was on the flight, and the game had started at that point. This was during the Davis Mills days, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So really wasn't missing much.
Hey, yo, come on now. Don't do Davis
Mills. That's
like
the good
that.
Part. You're but, not. Yeah.
One of my favorites in this category is folks are sending in their instances. Is like the athlete who misses for a silly reason.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, yes, you'll have the athlete that'll miss for like paternity leave, and I'm not mad at that ever. In April of this year, in fact, Patrick Corbin, who I don't know if he's still with the Rangers, but he was with the Rangers at that point at the very least, he almost missed a start. Now, he did actually make it. However, he said that it was because he had started getting swelling because he had gotten a spider bite.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. And this is bringing it full circle from the 713. That repairman figgy was honeymooning.
Ah.
I mean, Reggie.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, during the middle of the, hey, I need you to be better about that. Somebody said they scheduled their dates around other dates. Yeah, I imagine that'll make you miss some things, which is probably a bad situation there. Some other people that are texting in from the 281 hungover and didn't make it to a first date.
That'll do it.
Man.
That'll do it. That could have been the one, too.
Yeah.
Could have been the one.
I could have been it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when we talk about athletes missed, I just always think about the athletes who get hurt doing stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. fell off a treadmill. Was that Jeff Kent? One of those. Somebody said, what was the Moises Alou one that was really weird? Or somebody walked through the sliding glass door, cut his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great reason.
What about the Carlos Correa massage?
The massage.
And my personal favorite. When Nate Burleson had to miss games because he stopped abruptly and the pizza that he had in the passenger seat was sliding. He tried to save it and he hurt himself.
Yeah. See?
Well, that's got to be a winner, man. Like, that's,
yeah.
Because you got to just feel real bad.
You can't blame him,
and
though.
Everybody understand that.
You
point.
Can't blame
that
him.
That piece of slide, you just kind of.
Yeah.
Hell, if anything slide, you just kind of put your hand right there.
Yeah. And y'all make fun of my cereal. In the truck every morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Still.
You shouldn't be eating no damn cereal in the truck like that.
Still. Somebody said Kaz Matsui missed a game due to an anal fissure.
Anal fissure.
That's right. Literally, that was
who
the
who could
list.
Forget that one?
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's got to be high up there, too, when you miss a game for that. So, I mean, even whatever is happening with C.J. Stroud as he, you know, did not throw in OTA's day one. Obviously, OTA's day two is happening, but there's no media presence there. Hopefully that, you know, there's nothing near any of the circumstances that we've had or some of the other athletes have
I'm
had.
I'm so mad I missed that SmackDown episode,
you
man.
Said, I'm still mad. It.
I'm still thinking about that. And then that's during the time you could, like, you can't go back and watch it.
And everybody's talking about it. It makes you feel worse.
That was the way you got to, you get your recap. Just hearing somebody else explain what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you remember Adrian Peterson missing the game because of bad shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good reason. I'm sorry. Unless you knew ahead of time that this was shrimp that they was like, you know, that they just had out or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try. Like, that's probably a way to get me out of here because I'm going to eat the shrimp whenever I'm given the opportunity to eat the shrimp. I'm going to be completely honest. That's just going to how this is going to go. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. A lot of other news coming out from other OTA camps and also something that Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, is kind of hinting at that could kind of shift the landscape of the NFL. We'll talk about all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.